Storm Lake Radio right now. Chris Bachman joined on the airwaves this morning by the Gatorade Iowa Girls Basketball Player of the Year, a junior from Pocahontas Area School, Ellie Ruffridge. Ellie, good morning.
Good morning.
Really appreciate your time. This is a great honor, and I know you've received many here already in your playing days, but this is a pretty prestigious and special award, and you received word, I'm assuming, yesterday morning at some point in time. What was your reaction to receiving this award?
I mean, it's an incredible honor, but I woke up yesterday morning and got a bunch of Twitter notifications, and my face was just like, wow, this is incredible. I'm very proud.
Well, you certainly should be, and I just do want to add that Gatorade recognizing a female basketball player of the year from each state, and it's based on three separate criteria: athletic achievement, academic excellence, and exemplary character. All three that you certainly have, and I know the national female player of the year from Gatorade will be awarded here in the days ahead. But Ellie, I just want to take a moment. Let's talk about your work ethic, because right now we're before school. A lot of youngsters are listening in, maybe on their way to school, getting ready for school. I have sons who are 12, 11, and 7 years old, and Ellie, they know who Ellie Ruffridge is. I want to talk about your work ethic now, because some time ago, one of my top players that I've seen play at Buena Vista University, female basketball players, was Steph Grono. And she told me one time that her coach said that the difference between a good shooter and a great shooter is about 10,000 shots. What is your work ethic like for those listening in now? How often are you in the gym? How many shots are you putting up?
I'm always in the gym every day. It's just something I love to do. I wake up early in the morning. I sometimes come before school. After practice, I'll always stay a couple minutes after, get a few more shots in, do my dribble routine. Just little things like that always make a big difference. And then, you know, every weekend I'm always in the gym, either both Saturday and Sunday or Sunday. It just depends on what I want to do that week and what I want to get accomplished. But I'm always in the gym, constantly working on my game.
I heard last week at the state tournament that you are skipping prom to attend an event in Chicago. Is that true?
It's true.
And what is going on in Chicago that weekend?
I'm on an AAU team called All Iowa Attack, and pretty much my summer is booked with basketball. And I had to make this decision on my own because I made the Nike Elite team, and when you make this team, you have to make some sacrifices because it is very intense basketball, and, you know, it's kind of very special to be a part of that team. So you have to make some sacrifices in life, and I had to make this.
Well, your commitment is there, and your effort is certainly there. Some might say, I've had people ask me this before, well, what about her size? You know, is she going to be that good when she's only this height? What do you have to say to anyone that would ever bring up that subject of your size?
It doesn't really bother me anymore because I'm so used to it, but I just want to keep proving people wrong because I don't think my size has had an effect on my game, and it never really has. I mean, yeah, I'll get an occasional shot blocked, but that doesn't, you know, get in my head or, you know, mess with my game. I just go out and play.
Yeah, and you're playing well. Don't let anybody say anything like that. And what is the best aspect of your game? I think a lot gets made about how many points you score, the three-pointers, etc. What do you say is the best part of your game?
My passing.
How about ball handling? You know, you mentioned dribbling before, just a moment ago. I mean, you ever watch Steph Curry's dribbling routine before games?
I have, and I've actually done some of them, and they're pretty crazy. It takes me a couple days to, you know, even get one of them down.
Go ahead.
I know a lot of people talk about, like, my, you know, my three and all the points I put up, but I think the dribbling and the extra stuff, that stuff doesn't, I don't know, get noticed or talked about. But I would say probably my dribbling routine and my passes are probably the greatest aspect of my game.
Yeah, I cannot disagree with that. And what is it like, because a lot has been made now about if you continue to play 25-plus games a year at the scoring rate you're at right now, that you could break Deb Remedy's all-time five-player scoring record. Do you think about that much? Do you think about it at all? Do you care?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've thought about it a couple of times. I actually got a text, though, from Deb the other day. You know, she congratulated me and, you know, said if I do beat her record, she's glad it's me because I'm a hard worker. So that really meant a lot to me and was really cool. But it would be pretty special if I did. But, you know, if I don't, you got to move on and, you know, just think about the team and have a great season.
Visiting with Ellie Ruffridge, a junior from Pocahontas area who capped off a 27-0 season, she and her teammates for PAC-LM last week in the 3A state title game with the win over Nevada, and just yesterday named the Gatorade Iowa Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Now, Ellie, you mentioned moving on there just a moment ago. The state of Missouri, Missouri State, let's talk about that if we can for just a moment, and what brought you there and making this verbal commitment to attend college there?
I fell in love with the coaches. Their coaching staff is unbelievable. Any kid going to play a college sport or college basketball would just fall in love with them immediately. So that was a really big part of my decision. And then when I went there for a visit, I just knew it was right. It felt right. It was a good fit for me. And, I mean, that just was a quick decision right there. And I think it's a great conference for me to be in, the Missouri Valley. But again, the people there, the atmosphere is just something that, you know, I couldn't turn down.
Well, let me ask you as we wrap up our interview this morning, and you got to get busy at school, if you ever have any free time, and I'm just curious if that ever happens, what do you like to do in your spare time?
Well, my grandparents actually live on the lake in Storm Lake, So I love going there, spending time with them and the rest of my family. I like art and photography and just hanging out with my friends and family. So that's what I like to do.
Well, good. And I know you have a special future ahead of you in the classroom, on the basketball court, and as I mentioned, the criteria for this Gatorade Award, again, it's not only athletic achievement, it's academic excellence, it's exemplary in when it comes to character. So, Ellie Ruffridge, you exude all of that and then some. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on this huge honor, being the Gatorade Iowa Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ellie Ruffridge joining us live this morning right here on Mix 101.7.